From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Well, I'll be brief. Philadelphia Eagles 22, New York Giants 21. Welcome to the Bleed Blue Show. This is the Eagles-Giants wrap-up. The Eagles are improved to 2-4-1. We're 1-6. That's about all I have really positive to say. Hopefully, big ups to welcome to the Bleed Blue Show, number one. You know where we are. www.bleedblueshow.com, 929-477-4171 is our number. Check us out on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show. Again, the score 22-21, Eagles over the Giants. Let me just say this, and I'll be brief. Wayne Gallman, welcome back, man. You'll be on my fantasy team next week. Really, really impressive, man. The numbers don't scream out, but the rhythm that the New York Giants had when he was on the field doing his thing was outstanding. I appreciate that. And as a New York Giants fan, as everybody else did, I'm sure. I don't have anything else to say right now, so I'm going to give it to the stakeholders. Again, 929-477-4171. Lady Blue's here. My man Carl's here. Manny Dogs, DB Nation, and on and on and on. And we'll get them all on as soon as we can. Again, you know, this is the post-game reaction show, Giants-Eagles. Eagles 22, Giants 21, Lady Blue. Do you still check out the 3-minute timer, everyone?
Well, it all started in the first half when the defense was giving too much cushion. They were letting receivers too wide open. Hell, they had a second and 26, and we wound up letting them get a first down. Andrew Thomas is a fucking joke. He is Eric Flowers 2.0. He needs to go.
You're lying.
Garrett with some of his stupid ass plays. The 3rd-and-1, Martinez actually really could have, if he would have just put his hands higher, he would have tipped that pass. Ryan Lewis, oh my God, I want to kick his ass so bad.
Jesus Christ.
He is a piece of shit. I was a little aggravated with Peppers. He had 2 fair catches and he had wide open real estate in front of him. And he knew it, too. He was a dumbass. I mean, it was funny watching DJ run. I mean, that dude, I mean, it was funny. I mean, the ground caused him to fall, but he needs to work on his stamina. But, you know, we actually had a fucking chance. We really did. Evan Engram needs to walk home from Philly. That could have ended the game if he would have caught that damn ball that was right in his hand.
That was my problem, and I'm going to be mum about that for a while, and just because I don't want to develop high blood pressure, but that was my problem too, Lady Blue, right there, what you just said. That was my problem. Continue.
And
I'm sorry.
Welcome back, Shepard. I was happy to see his ass back.
I was very happy.
But, yeah, Ryan Lewis, I don't even know who the hell this asshole is, and he made some stupid-ass penalties. He got caught.
He got caught. Dumb.
Right. And refreshment. Andrew Thomas was supposedly drafted as a right tackle, but yet he's playing as a left tackle. And Kirk is a left tackle, but yet he was playing right tackle. Riddle me this, Gettleman. Your ass needs to go. I mean, his draft pick. I mean, Garrett, I never wanted him here. It was a shit show. I mean, we really had a chance. I mean, I don't know what he said in the locker room, but the first half was awful. I mean, like I said, the defense was just, I was screaming, why are you leaving so much of a cushion? Tighten up, tighten up. And then the second half, they came back and they did it. And just the stupid penalties, I was madder than hell. Madder than hell. I mean, we had this game in the bag. If Engram would have just held on to the damn football, Thomas cannot block for shit. He should have been out of the game and perfectly been in.
All right, ladies, be right back, babe.
Bleed blue, and I still love him.
I'm with you. 929-477-4171 is the Bleed Blue Roundtable. Carl, is this you on the line, sir?
Gentlemen, how Chris, how have you been, buddy?
Hey, I've been better.
Chris, we've been.
Give you 3 minutes, sir.
Giants football for a lot of years now. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You know, we've been watching Big Blue football for what, 30 years at least, I would say. I mean, I'm around 30 years. You probably watched it a little bit more than me.
50 for me.
Chris, did it seem like tonight was one of the, like, we've seen the Giants lose to the Eagles a whole bunch of times, and
yes,
it seems like the Giants have lost to the Eagles almost like every conceivable way. Like,
yes.
When they were up 21-10 with 6 minutes to go, I was like, I want to say they're going to win this game, but I'm like, I'm not sure.
I know. You never felt comfortable. I know.
It's just funny. It's the strangest thing. And, you know, you look at, you know, you can, you know, people are going to complain about, you know, the way the game ended. But, you know, the game kind of ended in a lot of ways way before that, as I was charting the game. At 21-10, it's second down and 10 at the Eagles' 22-yard line.
I know where you're going.
He was sacked on. He was gonna sack, but instead it would have been the 5-yard loss, make it like 3rd and 15 or 3rd and 14 or whatever. But they call illegal contact on Lewis. The next play, 60-yard. And that play, once that play happened, right then and there, it was in my head. I said, "Wait a second, time out. We got a situation right here because." That sequence right there set things in motion for what was then going to happen next, because eventually they score the touchdown. But then I'm thinking, you know, the Giants probably need about 3 first downs to win the game at that point. There's like 4:30 to go, and they need 3 first downs. They get 2 first downs quickly, 3rd and 7, perfect pass to Engram, and he drops the ball. Now, we've been talking about him for a couple of years. We've been talking about him getting him more involved in the offense, you know, plays down the field, whatnot. Here's the game right in his hands. And as he has done for most of his Giant career, that encapsulates his Giant career right there. Now, they could have figured something else out. Third and goal at the 5, Ryan, pass interference. Eventually they scored the touchdown. So the game was kind of lost right in those kind of plays right there. But I thought the defensive game plan in the game, Chris, was weird because the Eagles had no wide receivers. It was as if the Giants were paying so much respect to the Eagles' wide receivers and tight ends. They had basically the practice squad out there. And Wentz throws for 360 yards? I mean, you know, it was a miracle the Giants were even in the game in the first half, because I thought they were playing bad then, but were only down by, I think, 3 points.
Right.
So when you look at this game, you know, and I'll close it out here. You know, it's thank you. You know, it's been a microcosm of a lot of these losses to the Eagles over all these years. Last year, years before that, and it's just a frustrating situation.
I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words. I can't even
tell you. I'm burning up mad.
I couldn't even tell you how to.
Burning up mad.
You know what?
I'm burning up mad.
I can't do this anymore. Carl, you're wonderful, man. Thank you, bro. Stand by. Frontline extraordinaire, my homeboy from Hollis. Thanks, man. Give us 3 minutes of some real knowledge. Tell me what's going on. Hey, by the way, 929-477-4171. We got right after this frontline extraordinaire, Bakes, Jerry Graham, Manny B, DB, Billy Bob, and Kristen. So stand by. That's your order. So do your thing. Go ahead, homie. Yeah, that's
I want to break everything. I want to break everything in front of me right now, and it's only because I bought it why I don't want to break it. It's so frustrating when you find so many ways to give the game away.
We did. Yeah.
Got an inept first half. Had opportunities to put points on the board. No points on the board. We made some defensive plays. Second half, played better. For me, when I knew the game was over, this is when I knew the game was over. When you're running open and free on a great play to score a touchdown and you trip and fall and no one touched you. I was like, yo, we in trouble right now. Because I was like, when you have a big play like that and you can't complete, even though we went ahead and still scored, I was like, yo, we are screwed. The fact that we couldn't get timely sacks or pressures on this guy, that their line is decimated. And we couldn't get those big sacks. You know, Lewis killed us in the fourth quarter. He killed us. The biggest thing on third down or to get on the big play and eliminate a big play, and then why are you're deep protect? Why are you looking in the backfield? And let the dude run past you. And if it wasn't for the safety, he would have scored because he fell. And then he's just not complete. He's big. He's fast, doesn't have consistent hands, and he's not healthy. We need a complete tight end, a Jeremy Shockey, Martellus Bennett, a Mike Bavaro, somebody like that. Even, was it not Bosch or whoever we had before. We need someone that can block, someone that can catch. Tight end got to catch. You got to catch. He could have scored if he caught the ball. Huh. We need a real tight end. He's not a tight end. He's not consistent. That game would have been over. And, I mean, that's why you play the game. You know what I'm saying? But things happen. But big shout out to Gallman. Gallman got some gritty, tough yards, hard running. And it makes it seem now like, last game, he got no touches. And I'm still scratching my head of why Gallman's not getting the ball. He got one attempt today. So why did we pay this man all his money? Shepard came back and balled out. But you got this man, you get this man his money, and he only get one attempt a game? Is he not good? He's not in your favor. Which one is it?
I'll tell you, I'll tell you that. I'll have you answer that when we come on back. Hold on, front liner.
All right.
929-477-4171. Trey Brown, 3 minutes up at three. Oh, are you there? Okay. 3 minutes up to bat. Here you go.
Like, man, I don't know, man. I'm starting to think that Mara got a pack with their GM. We win, we lose X amount of games to you guys. I mean, every year we lose to them. We be in the game. Mathematically, there's no fucking way that we should lose these games. I'm talking miracle shit go on. We're up by 11 points, 6 minutes left in the game. And then they call a penalty. I mean, that's the first time I ever heard a penalty being called, you know, initiating helmet first with a tackle, and you didn't even hit him with your helmet. The helmet didn't even touch the body. When they showed that one angle in slow motion, he actually hit him with the shoulder pads. Yeah, the helmet went down, but the helmet didn't even touch the body. The helmet didn't even cause a collision. So now we're calling for players lowering their head and not hitting you with the helmet? I thought that's what that penalty is supposed to be for. And, I mean, yeah, Ingram dropped the ball. But listen, the way I see it, anybody that say Ingram lost the game for us, then they fucking gave up on us. Because basically, was it not 30-something seconds left when we was driving and what happened? Daniel Jones fumbled the damn ball. Have Evan Ingram dropped touchdown passes
on,
like that 18 games in a row?
Come on,
18 games in a row. Listen. Answer me this question. Answer me this question. Has Evan Ingram dropped a touchdown pass like that 18 games in a row? No. Have Daniel Jones fumbled the damn ball when he got hit and basically lost us the game, not 18 games in a row, but maybe about 15.
Right,
and you know I'm telling the truth. So if it's 30 seconds left in the game and we're driving and he fumbles the ball and they recover and that completely wipes the game out, no chance at all, you're basically saying his fumble didn't matter.
It didn't.
That's basically what you're saying. His fumble didn't matter.
Dude,
I'm not letting Ingram off the hook.
The momentum of the entire game when he did that, when he dropped that damn ball, and which was getting us closer to Gano's field goal range, and killed the momentum of the drive, that fucked it up for the entire game right there. Go back and look at it.
I'm not letting him off the hook.
What kind of position Daniel Jones was in afterwards? You know, hold up. Let me give you your time back. I'm giving you your time back. Yo, it didn't matter, man.
Listen.
He fucked the game up.
Daniel Jones did what he does in the biggest fashion that he could do. But only this time he did it at the end of the game. He does it every game.
Well, I'm sorry.
He does it every game. He fucks the momentum of the game up every game. But this time,
he did it, and it
was the last chance that we had.
I will say this, though. The ball made a mistake. It hit Ingram in the hands, man, when we was driving, and we could have iced this goddamn game.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
Like I said, I'm not letting Ingram off the hook, but anybody that's saying it's Ingram's fault 100%, they gave up on us before the damn game was over.
All right.
You can't just erase that fumble. How do you end the game with a damn fumble, getting hit from the back with a fumble when you've been doing that your whole career?
I tell you why, because Hernandez had a goddamn penalty called on him, which killed another drive.
We were shooting ourselves in the foot
and pushed us all the way back.
Yeah.
So in that case, and I'm not the biggest Daniel Jones defender, but damn, he had no chance then. But I do know one thing Daniel Jones did this game. The one goddamn pass he threw perfectly, Ingram fucked it up and killed the whole game for us. I'm going to stand by that shit because I saw it. And you did too, right?
Well,
you saw the same
No. It was a perfect pass. Everybody seen it was a perfect
pass.
Man,
something awful. Oops. Hey, Dre, I'll be right back to you, man. 929-477-4171. The Incredible Manny D is on the line.
Yo, listen, man.
3 minutes, homie.
Look, dude.
3 minutes, bro.
Bro,
I like Dre, man. Me and him get along. Don't let that get twisted.
That's my guy, man. Nah, that's my dude. That's love. That's blue love.
Listen. That's my dude.
Yes, it is. Evan Ingram, since we're going to talk about that a little bit, he is what he is. We all know how I felt about that draft pick a long time ago. I ain't going to say he lost us the game, but what I'm going to tell you is that project is over. That project is over. This was the game. They did everything in their power this game to make him the man. They did everything. They gave him reverses. They were throwing the ball to him. Daniel Jones' interception went off of Evan Ingram's hand. Right off his hands. He put one hand up instead of two on a sling. Okay? That let me know you got gator hands, right? You got some gator arms. Second, that drop, I agree with you, Chris, is a momentum destroyer. It's a momentum destroyer. Golden Tate, two targets. One was a touchdown. The other one, he drew a penalty on.
Mm-hmm.
like I said, Evan Engram, we targeted him 9 times. He had 6 catches and 46 yards. That is not going to get it. That is not an elite tight end. Not going to happen. Daniel Jones, we actually did what I wanted us to do, was take the game out of his hands and try to and slow the game down. We did that. We did that. We didn't rely on his arm the whole game. But once we put him in that situation where he's got to throw and he's got to be in that pocket, even on his last fumble, Evan Engram was wide open. I mean, wide open, and he went to burp the baby. And when he went to burp the baby, they slapped the baby out of his hands. And that's who he is. It's not going to change. Dave Gettleman has got to be on his way out. I don't want to see him for the rest. I don't want to see him make it to the trade deadline. I want Dave Gettleman gone tomorrow. All these players he's picked up have hurt us. Not all of them. I'm not going to say, oh, that's a lie. But this Lewis guy, he should have been benched.
Oh, what?
Why was Ebner out there? Why was Ebner out there? Ebner was terrible today.
I don't even know him.
Why isn't Devontae Downs there? Why isn't he the starting middle linebacker with Blake Martinez? Why is he not there every play? Nope, he's not. These who's 45? Who the hell is that? He got beat on a touchdown. And I'm going, what are we looking at? And once I saw the defense look lost, if we don't get out of this zone, fucking defense. Get out of the zone. Get out of the zone defense. We don't have the personnel, and they're showing you that. Those DBs that we got, outside of the main two starters who are balling, those replacement players that we're putting out there, cannot play zone defense. And Jabril,
all right, this is what I know. This is what I know. This is all I'm looking at this point, since this game is over again. Everybody, 22-21 was the final score that they beat us with. I got to face all – I live in South Jersey, so I got to see all the green tomorrow. That's not going to be fun. Anyway, we just lost to our 3 division opponents, 3 games in a row to them, all right, by a total of 5 points. And with the exception of the 49ers game, we've been in every one of these. All right. I don't really call that progress. So I want to see what y'all want to call it. 929-477-4171. Thank you, Manny Dogs. Uh-oh. The meat cleaver is out. DB Nation, 3 minutes.
Man, I've never seen the blades of a meat grinder spin as fast as it's spinning right now and be as oiled up and ready to destroy this whole Giants organization, put them straight in the meat grinder. Because this is fucking embarrassing. This is pathetic what it is. I'm going to start off with coaches. Because it also, first of all, get rid of Ghetto Bum. Ghetto Bum stinks. Cinder Block Ash should not be here. Go back to freaking Boston with your nonsense, okay? Way to sabotage New York. The Ghetto Bum, you got the coaches. And a bum, even though we have crappy players on this team, they don't put themselves on the field. The coaches do. So I'm going to start blaming with the coaches. They go first into the meat grinder, Jason Garrett, and that stupid idiot Graham, Patrick Graham. Jason Garrett, just like Manny Dawes mentioned, and just like D-Bank said. So we got Golden Tate, who's a good receiver. I think he's good. We're paying him. Everyone's getting paid to play. Why is he only getting 2 targets? He's got positive stuff out of both of his targets. 1, a touchdown. 2, he drew a pass interference. All of a sudden, he's gone. That's on you, Jason Garrett. You stink. Wayne Gallman doesn't get in until the freaking third quarter. That's coaching. Wayne Gallman has been good ever since we drafted him from Clemson. But guess what? He was invisible last year. All of a sudden, you had a light bulb go off over your head. You put him in the third quarter. The kid's a beast. Finally, we get Daniel Jones under center. Stop all this shotgun crap, Jason Garrett. You stink. First and goal, second and goal, why are we in a shotgun? Line up with Elijah Penny, a real fullback, and put Gallman in there and run the freaking ball. That's what he does. Gallman should never come off the field. Again, I second that. Devontae Downs is the best linebacker on this team, but even Cornflake Martinez is not. Devontae Downs should be the starting linebacker on this team. Everyone saw 52 making plays. He's that guy. That was the pass interference that they called on 24, Bradbury. It was a lot of ref ball going on tonight because there was a lot of holes. The Giants could have had a lot of sacks, and they just weren't they weren't calling it. You see the replays, they're holding the shit out of Leonard Williams, everybody. We should have had like 7 sacks tonight. So that was a lot of nonsense there too. Patrick Graham, if I see one down defensive lineman and 3 linebackers standing up, he ran a terrible Swiss cheese, horrendous defense. It was disgusting. Again, player personnel. Why wasn't Sean Chandler out there, the kid out of Temple? Sean Chandler could play good football as a defensive back, number 36. But yet you got 37. Both Lewis's suck and should be off the team immediately. 37 Lewis with the cornerback who stunk it up, and that bum-ass piece of doo-doo with legs and arms named Deion Lewis. Get him out of there. You put him in the game and he just fumbles the ball away, giving the Smeagles a birthday present. Deion Lewis sucks. He should have never came to the Giants. Again, that's Gettlebum. That's Dave Gettlebum, who does not need to be there. Both Lewis's need to be off the team. It was just terrible. And Daniel Jones, Mr. I have no pocket presence to save my life. Either you're the guy or you're not the guy. He's not the guy. When your pocket presence is that, when you don't have a pocket presence, you can't play quarterback at any level. It's just that simple. When they gave him time, and he had time, a couple of those sacks, step up in the pocket, you moron. They're giving you, yeah, you feel the pressure, step up. Even Troy Aikman, Joe Buck, everyone says it. Step up in the pocket, you have legs, you ran for 80 yards, and that was embarrassing, by the way. That's the most embarrassing run I've ever seen from any athlete. You can't even score a touchdown right, Daniel Jones. That's how embarrassing it is. It just doesn't make any sense to me. All those guys got to go on the meat grinder. Daniel Jones has no pocket presence, and when you don't have pocket presence, that's what happens. Daniel Jones shows up every single time. Bleed blue.
Chris, don't be drinking Hennessy right now, man. You got to unmute yourself, man.
Man, you know, that is so crazy. I was just talking my ass off. I got pee in front of me. Unbelievable. 929-477-4171, Bleed Blue Show. Unbelievable. I can't believe I did
you need
that.
More
that's how crazy I am. Thank you, DB. Billy Bob, is your show, bro. 3 minutes, sir. Sorry about that.
Hey, I'm going to keep this quick. I'm going to keep this real quick.
All right.
Take a deep breath. Your boy is officially worse than, I don't even know how to say, worse than Larry Nance.
Damn.
Don't want to.
You done? Oh, I thought you went to
the yeah, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm.
Man, I'm having problems. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Billy Bob, man. Get out the bathroom.
Yeah,
man.
You all right
there? Get the phone in the bathtub, man.
Yeah, you all right there? Because I'm getting concerned about you, brother. But you know what? Hold that thought, Billy Bob. Hold that thought, man. I want to just do a public service announcement here. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, www.bleedblueshow.com. We'll be back to Billy Bob in a minute. Lit, I know you're going to be brief. Definition of Lit is on the line. Go ahead, bro.
So, listen, it was really great to hear my boys break it down, Manny and DB Nation. But not saying all of the team, but we are made up of trash squad players and homeless shelter people that play for the New York Giants. Our secondary was terrible. There was some ticky-tack fouls, but number 45 is Madre Hilton. I think you and Manny were talking about that, Madre Hilton. The funny thing is both Gettleman and Joe Judge were raving about Madre Hilton, number 45, but I think it was either you or Manny Dog says, get that guy out of here. What's Nate Ebner doing in the defensive set in crucial time? What does Nate Ebner do? Why is Nate Ebner still out there getting snaps? We're coming up to our trade deadline, and I'm very concerned that the general manager's cinder block ass that he's commonly known by DB Nation is still employed. I hope on the bus ride north from South Jersey up, someone's getting fired, someone's getting traded. But, you know, we are 9 days away from the trade deadline. We have 5 draft picks for next year.
I'm very concerned who they are going to keep in an authoritarian situation to make these trades. Because if we're all talking about getting rid of people trading, do we trust the guy that's going to trade the asset and get dog shit in return? So, you know, we're in a very critical situation. Last time, if you remember, Chris, Mara threw the chair from the owner's box. Did anybody see what Mara did today? Did anybody see what Mara did today? Because I don't think that bus ride is going to be a very I think that bus ride is going to be like a funeral procession or a funeral march or something. I wouldn't want to be on that bus. But like I said, when they get back up north to the training for Quest Diagnostic up there, I hope people get I really hope people are gone tomorrow. It's just hit the reset button, and that's the end of that.
Wow. Anybody has any questions for anybody else?
Hey, I got a quick question. Real quick question. I'd like everyone to answer this. Are we going to see Daniel Jones improve, or is this going to be it regardless during his career as a New York Football Giant QB1?
Wait. Do me a favor, Lit. Ask me a question. Ask a question about the game. I need something about
enough
the game.
Enough of Daniel Jones.
Yeah, plus kill Daniel Jones until pregame, bro, because that's going to be an ongoing conversation, and it's not.
All right, here's the question of the day. Did anybody see any improvement from Andrew Thomas?
No.
Okay, Elaine, are you satisfied, Elaine? Andrew Thomas.
Everybody.
Did anybody see improvement?
No improvement by anybody.
Eric fucking Flowers 2.0. That's what he is. Eric fucking
Thank
Flowers
you for your answer.
2.0.
Thank you for the answer.
Damn, it was a shit show. He was horrible out there, man. He was. I don't know how they grade linemen, offensive linemen, man, but he's got a low one this week. Oh my.
You know,
goodness.
I just got a response from Chase Bank, and it's almost like Chase Bank is telling me he's a caller to the show sometimes. That it's the organization that put him in that spot, and they should have never put him in that spot. So he's saying it's not Andrew Thomas's fault. He's young. He's still a baby. He doesn't know. But I'm starting to see some suspect signs.
I can't. Yeah, I'm with you. I can't really go with that way of thinking. I believe. Look, this is just my general way of thinking for all sports, and this is, I'm afraid this includes Daniel Jones as well, but. When you draft a guy in the top 10?
Enough with the Daniel Jones.
I'm not going there. No, I'm just saying, you know, when you draft a guy that high, you expect him to perform at a certain level, and the way you do that is you got to cultivate that man. You got to help him along. You got to give him the coach. You invested your kind of money and time in picking this dude that high. You got to help him along. You got to coach him up, right? You got to counsel him. You got to do the whole nine yards. And Andrew Thomas does not have that eye of the tiger right now. He really doesn't. As a matter of fact, neither does Daniel Jones or Evan Engram. And they all have something in common. They're number one draft choices. So that's
high
enough.
Draft
that's
choices, Chris. High
so,
draft
so
choices.
So you're high draft choices. So and the one that did work out, he's watching it from the sidelines like we are. So. What's going to happen right now is all we can do is just, like what Lady Blue said from Jump, we're just going to have to bide our time, man. To bide our time. I said I'm mistaken.
Hey, Chris, can I chime in?
We didn't. Yeah, you could.
Can I chime in about the Thomas, man?
Yes, sir.
He's playing out of position, man. That's the one thing I will give him. He's a right tackle. He's not a left tackle, and there's a reason why he's not a left tackle. That was supposed to be Nate Solder this year. They moved him over because that's the first pick, and he showed some versatility when he played. So he's not a left tackle. And so if you draft, look what we did. We drafted a receiver and made him a tight end, Evan Engram. So.
But Manny, let me say something then. Manny, I agree with you 100%, but I just want to address this. Manny, you're spot on with Andrew Thomas. You don't draft a right tackle at number four in the draft.
Agreed.
Thank you.
Agreed. Yes.
And let me point out one thing on Evan Engram, guys. If you do a Google search, how many times has Evan Engram dropped the ball? Guess what the number one headline is? Evan Engram working on limiting drops after second most tight ends in 2017. Second title, Evan Engram determined to eliminate drop passes from his game. He's been working on this shit for 3 years, and he hasn't got it done yet.
Let me just say this, because Kristen's just saying, I want to give him
KGYR.
Some light. The bottom line is that this is just me, okay? What I saw tonight, and Dre, I'm not trying to start up with you again, bro.
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
But go ahead, I got something to say after this about Andrew Thomas.
That was a game. Closing catch that he had. It hit him dead in his hands. He gets paid X amount of dollars to catch a ball like that constantly, consistently, and every goddamn time he's the target. And it didn't work out because of his ineptness. All right, whoever that is, please close your mic up, man. I know what they mean. I'm going to let Kristen come on in right quick, real quick. She's been all patient and everything.
Hey, I had a quick Andrew Thomas thing to say.
I'm going to get you, Dre. Go ahead, Kristen.
Huh?
Officiating was horrendous, first of all.
Yes.
And as long as the coaches suck, period. I don't care who you're talking about. Joe.
I'm burning up,
I don't care if you're talking about Gettleman. I don't care if you're talking about fucking Garrett, Graham. They all suck. This is it. This is what we got to look forward to for the rest of the season. Danny Dimes, whatever the fuck you want to call him, DJ, whatever. He's done. This is it. This is exactly how he's going to perform forever and ever. Amen. As long as Gettleman is at the helm, I'm not looking forward to the draft. I could fucking care less because we're going to blow it. Period. Track record is horrendous. Horrendous. And I'm wondering if Mara is really fucking seeing this shit. Because if he was, all of those fucking team members would be running behind the fucking bus and doing drills for the rest of the fucking night.
He's an idiot.
Because what we did tonight is fucking humiliating and embarrassing.
Yeah.
The only two people you had to beat this whole season was fucking Dallas. And fucking Philly. That's it. That's all I gave a shit about. And you blew it. Not once, but twice. Coaching
sucks. So Kristen, say some more for your final thought, babe. Say why you're on the line. Say some more.
It was just humiliating today. It's embarrassing. I'm tired of losing. Mara, wake the fuck up. Get rid of this fucking ghetto asshole. Get rid of this bad luck Boston bum. And get rid of fucking that other idiot from Dallas. Those are our biggest jinxes, you fucking retard. Bleed blue.
Bleed fucking blue.
That was beautiful.
Is what I call fire. That's fire.
I'm crying.
I needed that. Thank you.
So
that's the girl right there.
So
I needed that. Oh, man. Oh, that felt good. It's so good to be a Giant fan sometimes. I'll play my jam for y'all. Yeah. Final thought. Final thought, Carl. Say something nice to me, man. You got 2 minutes on the clock.
Oh, you got me, Chris?
Yeah, I got you. Do your 2 minute final thought.
Okay, I didn't know. Okay, perfect. You know, as we say goodbye here, you know, a couple of things could have gone the Giants' way in these first six games, and they could have possibly been 3-3, or who knows what else, but.
Yeah.
You know, as we saw tonight and as we've seen, you know, these couple of weeks and really over this sort of stretch of just bad football, you know, the Giants do enough bad things to lose games. And unfortunately, until that is eliminated, you know, we're going to continue to have this conversation of saying, hey, they were in the game. They could have won. If these three things would have gone right, we would have won. If only for this drop or only this fumble or only whatever. But they keep doing it all the time. And after a while, that's not just like bad luck anymore. That's not, you know, a happenstance situation. You know, that is a bad football team that does bad things. And the effort is there. We saw the effort tonight. That's not – no one's even – when it comes time to make the right decisions, to make the right plays, to make the tackle, to make the stop, to not fumble the ball, to hold on to the ball in the first half, you know, when those kind of things that are under your control and we don't do that, you know, we put ourselves in a position to where the game is then taken away and then we think that we had the game robbed when unfortunately, you know, we do enough bad things on the field during the game to you know, snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. So with that, you know, we got 10 days off and, you know, Monday night against, I think it's Tampa, I think we play next. So, you know, we'll hope for better things then. But until then, bleed blue, everybody.
Bleed blue. That's my boy right there. The fantastic call. Thank you, bro. Appreciate that. Frontliner extraordinaire. Thanks, bro. Say something to take us home.
Yeah, well, my final thoughts are simple, man. We're a bad team with bad management, with bad execution, bad coaching. There's nowhere to go from there but up, but the culture hasn't changed. The things that Gettleman promised to fix have not been fixed. We are three head coaches in, and nothing has changed. So where do we go from here is what I want to know. We find every way to lose a game. Even when we win a game, we still find all the ways we try our very best to lose the game. That's culture. Culture, yep. Lack of talent, lack of leadership, and lack of coaching. Until those things change at the top, we won't have a better product on the field. And right now, it's a bad product. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. That's the front line extraordinaire right there. When he say it like that, you know there's an issue. You know there's a goddamn problem. Wow. Okay, Dre Graham, this is your moment to get in my ass or whatever you're trying to do. You know.
I had a comment about the Andrew Thomas. I forgot who that was, brought up that he's a right guard, not a left guard. Yeah, true. The reason why they got him over there is because Sauter, punk ass, he opted out. So he's not even playing on the team at all. He opted out because of COVID. But he's also over there because some idiot on our coaching staff thought it was a good idea to put a rookie to block the blind side of a quarterback that has fumbleitis when he gets hit. It makes no sense.
Right, he's facing nothing but the big time.
Let me get this straight. I'm not blaming the coaching staff is the one that put Daniel Jones in every situation when he fumbles and everything, because if he wasn't in there, then he wouldn't fumble. They threw him in there. New York City, that's not a city to fuck with, man. The fans are ruthless up there. They'll eat you alive. Now, the thing about Mara, man, like I told you, it's not going to change until we get rid of Mara. You know the real problem, why we're all screwed? Because Mara don't give a damn about the team as long as the brand sells. You know that big-ass NY? As long as that get endorsements, as long as people keep on buying shirts and hats and jerseys with that NY on it because of that NY, he don't give a fuck. He's all about the brand. If he was losing money, he would have been fired, Gettleman. Gettleman would have been gone.
All right.
But we're screwed. We're screwed. That's my final thought. We're screwed. Bleed blue.
Bleed blue. Bleed blue. All right. Dre Graham, y'all. Manny D.
Yo, listen, man. I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Look. If you had a salesman sell you equipment every week and all his equipment was faulty how long would it take for you to fire his ass and say, I'm not buying shit from you again? Dave Gettleman has been selling us bootleg versions of offensive linemen. He's been sending us the great value versions of receivers. We got the knockoff overseas China brand that you can get on the black market DBs. We got linebackers that me and DB Nation keep confusing for DBs. You're like, whoa, what? That's a corner? No, he's playing linebacker.
Yeah, but you know what? Look. We barely beat Washington by a point. We should have won this game. We should have won the Cowboy game. We should have won the Rams game. We should have won the Bears game. And if you think about it, we should have won the Steelers game. Okay, I can't talk about the 49ers game, man.
Basically, Chris, so what you're saying is we should be 5-1 right now.
Yes, I am saying that. Exactly.
Okay, so with that said,
coaching. I'm sorry.
Right, but with that said, them coaches are part of the issue as well. But them coaches is playing with them faulty products.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? Listen. I could dress this Pinto up with Lamborghini doors if I want to. It's still a Pinto, bro.
You understand
there you
what
go.
I have to understand that that was your final thought, Danny. So I got to keep going, bro.
So for the meantime, man, I'm gonna enjoy these Lamborghini doors.
You're terrible.
But
man,
I'm gonna know in my heart, I'm gonna tell myself the truth. This is a Pinto with a four banger, man.
Damn, that's god awful. Manny Dogs, everybody. DB, final thoughts, sir.
Just pure embarrassment. The coaches, man, it just doesn't make sense to me. You know, it's like these guys get paid all this money, and it's like you're making the wrong decisions. Like when we ran man and blitzed the quarterback, that worked. Then all of a sudden, Graham goes away from it. So it's just embarrassment, just questionable. You know, it's like they're indecisive about their lives or something. I just don't understand it. If something works, stick with it and keep grinding it. Same thing on offense. We should never be in shotgun in the red zone. Especially within the five, you know, if we're at the 5-yard line going in, we just shouldn't do that. So it's just horrible, horrible decision making by these coaches that just leaves you just feeling embarrassed, you know. And nothing sums it up more than that run by Dumpster Dan. That right there. it's bad. You know, they all got to go in the meat grinder. And again, you know, we got to get rid of Ghetto Bum. Bleed blue.
Billy Bob. Do you have anything to say for your final thought?
Yeah, well, my final thoughts, really, I just told y'all, man, ain't no final thoughts. We got Larry Donnell impersonating in Ingram. That's the final thoughts.
That's the final thought. I got you, bro. I'll talk to you next week. The definition of lick.
You can unmute me?
You already unmuted, man.
Oh.
The whole world listening to you, man.
I didn't hear unmuted, but hey, listen. You know, we brought in this new coaching staff, okay? And, you know, we were so glad to get rid of offensive line coach Hal Hunter. We're trying to be sold this swap meet Louis Vuitton Mark Colombo as this developer, this innovator of, in parentheses, quotes, hog mollies. And, you know, just like Manny says, you know, it's like you're getting all these counterfeit pieces, but it's almost like you just go to a swap meet and you're getting swap meet Louis Vuitton. That's pretty much how you can surmise the whole situation. We've got fake Louis Vuitton, fake Saint Laurent. I mean, it's all a false narrative of what a team should be. It's going to be like this. This breakdown that we do is going to probably be for the next 3 to 4 games. And I'm very curious to see how our bye week is going to go. But you know what, though? I have so much fun on this show with everybody. I mean, this show is a blast, dude.
As do I.
Thank you. Thank you, Lit. We all do, man. I appreciate you, too.
That's the definition.
Yeah.
All right,
Chief. Steve Azul.
Yeah, man, I had a cool off, man. Here in Philadelphia, had a great time spending the time, man. It's going to be a long drive back up to North Jersey, man. I am furious, man. Evan Engram needs to be cut tonight. It starts and ends with this bitch-ass motherfucker, man. He fucked his game. He royally fucked his game, man. The interception, it was not on Jones. It was Evan Engram for stopping on the route. And the game-winning reception would have been. He fucked that up, man. These Eagle fans here on South Philly, South Philadelphia, they were nervous. He had them. I never haven't been so mad at a game in so long. But they treated, you know, the Bleed Blue show. They show, you know, show love here. You know, even though they know they stink, we know we stink. But it's been nothing but love. Everybody's been cool, surprisingly. I'm glad I cooled off, man. I think I would have went on a fucking cussing rampage. I don't want to stay up too long because you guys probably already been on for a minute because this game's been done over, man. I cooled off, man. I'm furious, man. I'm out, man. I can't speak no more. Evan Engram fucked this game. I don't know what y'all said. And I'm gonna go back and listen to it when he's this motherfucker. He got to be cut. He has to be cut. I heard what Billy Bob said about Larry Donnell. Perfect. I don't know what they said. The stakeholders said, and I know 37 is trash, and we're gonna do all the pieces. At the end of the day, this is Evan Engram fucked this game.
He fucked it up.
There's no negotiation. He has to be cut. He can't get on I-95 tonight, man. He cannot get on 95 tonight. What's the point of playing from Philly tonight? There's no point. He needs to be cut tonight. There's no other way around this. He fucked his game up. I don't care how you spin it. Daniel Jones doing Buffalo Wild Wing commercial bullshit, whatever. They got the touchdown on that drive. Goldman played all right when he came in. At the end of the day, he dropped the pass, caught the interception, and he dropped the game-winning reception that we ran off time in timeout. Evan Engram is the fucking culprit in this game. Point blank fucking period. Good night.
Good night. Dre Grant.
Good night.
Dre Grant.
Hold on. He said,
"Fucked it up." Big ass motherfucker. That's the soundbite for the year right there. Tonight, he needs to be cut tonight. It's 12:31 a.m. on the East Coast. And don't need to cut his ass.
He said, "Give him the vasectomy, nipple."
Oh man, that's deep. That is deep. Kristen, Dari got you, right, babe? Okay, all right. Lady Blue, you gotta close the show down, girlfriend.
Hey, we are all here because we love our team, win, lose, or draw, and we'll always be here. But we are fucking pissed, okay?
Yeah, we are.
Yes, we're fucking pissed, and I it's just like the fucking 70s all over again when we had two winning years. I swear to God, I feel like we're reliving the 70s with our team. But
all right,
we can only get better, right? We can only get better.
Hey, listen,
we can only get better and bleed blue.
Bleed blue. You know, I'm glad we had that laugh at the end there, man, because we have to laugh to keep from crying. Just what you do when you're wearing blue all the time. Anyway, so remember us on Facebook, social media, y'all trip. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, www Bleed Blue Show. Check us out. All the archive shows on. We got Yankee shows, the Rangers, and of course Knickerbocker Ave show every Wednesday, and of course this one that you guys star on, the Giants podcast, pre-games and post-games, and the whole nine yards. We're on iTunes, Podcast Republic, Stitcher app,
Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and even Spotify. And if you lazy bums want to just not do anything, just go to YouTube and check out the archives there. So, Frontline Extraordinaire, I want to thank Bates, my man Billy Bob, Kristen, Lit, the incredible Matty D, the goddamn meat cleaving ass DZ, Dre Graham giving me a hard time, friggin' the intelligent Carl, Kristen, my girl, and my lovely lady Blue. Hey, look. We are who we are, man. Once again, final score, we lost. I'm not going to say that name. We lost 22-21 to our rivals. We dropped 1-5. Our next game is a Monday night game against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That ought to be fun after that night, huh? If y'all have fun tonight, wait till you hear that kid. Anyway, check us out then. We'll be around. Thanks for joining us. Hey, look, let's just bleed blue like we normally do. Bleed blue, y'all. Have a good night.
Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.
He stunk it up.